我满呢天气真系变来变去，系咪？又唔知系春天定夏天定系冬天。师母话好似秋天、哦，哇！秋天，我哋都好欢迎师母翻嚟。佢病咗咁多个礼拜啊，不过今日都未好翻啊。不过感谢主，佢有精神可以出嚟啊。我哋 everybody will welcome you.、praise God for His love.我哋基督徒生命咧，好似天气咁啊，系咪每一日唔同嘅？啊 ，maybe our Christian life is like the weather; it changes every day. 有人话好似个过山车，即系有上上落落 ，and it's like a roller coaster. You go up and down, up and down. 啊，一时高一时低啊。好多时候咧，我哋经历到低谷嘅时候，或者经过沙漠。我哋觉得系好枯干。Many times we go into the dry places, or we go into a valley, and we feel like we're empty inside. 但系喺低谷嘅时候咧，我哋会发现到神都喺度。But we know that God is always with us, even in the valley. And it takes both rain and the sunshine to make a rainbow.要有个彩虹咧，都需要雨同埋阳光一齐。无论我哋喺低谷嘅时候咧，神嘅阳光咧，都系令到我哋生命出彩。And if we have God even in the rain, then we have a colorful, beautiful rainbow in our life. Not too long ago, the Hayden Planetarium in New York City issued an invitation to all those who are interested in applying to be part of a crew on his first journey to another planet.18,000 people applied. They gave the applications to a panel of psychologists and examined them thoroughly and came to the conclusion that in the vast majority of incidents, those who applied did so because they were discouraged with their lives here on Earth and they hoped to find a new life somewhere else.
即一段即唔係好耐之前咧，喺紐約有個嘅太空啊。博物館咧就邀請人咧，即係有興趣咧去太空，即係去生活嘅。咁啊有18,000人去報名嘅。咁啊佢將嗰啲人咧就交俾啲心理學家去研究。咁心理學家發現到經過調查之後咧，就大部分嘅人申請咧，因為佢喺地上嘅生活好唔開心，就想喺另一度啊重新嚟過。今日咧，我要睇神在哪里，我竟不知。喺创世记28章，创世记28章。Today we're going to look at Lord is in this place and I didn't know it. Genesis 28. 我哋睇16节同埋17节 ，and we're going to read verse 16 and 17. 神在这里，我竟不知。创世纪18章16节，雅各睡醒了，说耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说这地方何等何为？这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。Let's pray， 一齐低头祈祷。主啊，我哋多谢你，因为我哋知道你在这里。就算我哋知唔知，你都喺度嘅，因为你系全能神，无所不知、无所不在嘅神。主啊，我哋求你今日喺我哋当中彰显你嘅能力，彰显你嘅爱，彰显你嘅恩典，让我哋从你嘅话语里边重新得力，让我哋喺你嘅话语里边再得到鼓励。所以主，我哋愿意你今日浇灌喺我哋当中，系。滋润我哋枯干嘅生命，我哋喺低谷嘅时候，主啊，求你俾我哋有盼望，让我哋可以再有志气继续向前。所以我哋多谢你，主，我哋将以下嘅时间交托，求你使用孩子可以释放你嘅道，奉耶稣名求 ，Amen。嗱，雅各咧，佢唔知道神喺佢嗰个地方，当佢瞓觉嘅时候咧，佢就知道嘅，因为佢经历到神。好多事咧，我哋同雅各一样，我哋经历到一啲嘅事情，但系我哋唔知道神就喺度嘅。OK，
其实这个可以熄了他。And Jacob, he didn't know that God was in that place. And when he went to sleep, he was a different man than when he woke up. But we know that many times we were like Jacob, and we don't know that God is in our place where we are today. And we don't know that God is with us. But here we're going to look and see what Jacob went through and how he found out that God was there.
我们今天要看到雅各怎样找到神呢？首先我们看到他不晓得神与他同在。
At first he was unaware of God's presence. 因为他担心自己的事,他忘记了神的同在。 And because he was so concerned about his own things, he forgot that God was with him.
那我要记得雅各是怎样的，他急忙就离开家。是不是上个星期我们看到，他做对的事，但是用错的方法。于是他兄弟又想杀他，他爸爸就是不开心，因为他欺骗了爸爸，他又急忙要离开。
And last week we saw that Jacob had to leave his family because he made a mistake. He tried to do the right thing, but he did it in the wrong way. And he left because his brother wanted to kill him. And he deceived his father, and so his father is unhappy, and so he leaves.
我们看第一节至到第五节，28章第一节至到第五节。
And in chapter 28, verse 1 to 5, it tells us how he left.
以撒叫了雅各来，给他祝福，并祝福他说：你不要娶迦南的女子为妻，你起身往巴旦阿兰去，到你外祖比士尼家里，在你母舅拉班的女儿中娶一个一女为妻。愿全能的神赐福给你。 使你生养众多，成为多族，将应许亚伯拉罕的福赐给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所寄居的地为业，就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地。以撒打发雅各走了，他就往巴旦阿兰去，到阿兰人比士尼的儿子拉班那里。 拉班是雅各以扫的母舅。所以他看得到他就要走的，但其实他没去过这个地方，他行路的过程都要行一段时间的，所以他不知道前面会怎样。
So we see that Jacob had to leave and he had to go to the other place and he's never been there before. And the road is a long road and there's lots of things that could happen on the way.
似乎呢, 前进两难之间, and it's like going forward or going back. Both are difficult.
他回去呢，阿哥就想杀；他向前呢，又系好多个无知，会接受我呢，会欢迎我呢，会拒绝我喺路途当中会被人虾嘅，会被人杀，又系唔知。
And so he doesn't know to go back. The brother wants to kill him. To go forward, what's going to happen? Are they going to accept me? Will they receive me, welcome me? Will I get robbed on the way? Will I get killed on the way?
前进两难之间，你试过未啊？唔知点做，点样选择好呢？边方面系理想？ Go forward or go back? Which way should I go? It seems like both choices are not the ideal choice. Have you ever been in a place like that? What should I do? Make the decision.
雅各呢，佢又好攰啊！喺呢度我哋睇到呢，佢又瞓觉嘅地方呢，佢系行咗40英里，就去第一晚瞓觉。Now
Jacob, he was tired. He had walked 40 miles the first day. He was tired.
当佢嚟到佢要瞓觉嘅时候呢，佢系好疲倦呢，40英里系几远呢？ 就由呢度去順德咁上下，係咪？
It's from most people here go in kilometers, so 40 miles is abstract, but it's almost all the way to Guangzhou. Guangzhou is about 60 miles away.
一日行路呢，我諗呢，佢好急行嘅，因為可能呢，佢有個諗法，阿哥知我走。
我哥可能想埋伏，我快啲走，唔好俾佢追。And maybe he was walking so fast because he had something in the back of his head that Esau wants to kill me. And if I don't go so fast, maybe he's going to chase me and kill me on the way. So I think he was going really fast, making tracks.
Someone said, in this life, there are only two bad guys. One is to get what you want to get. The other is to get what you don't want to get.
Oscar Wilde said, in this world, there are only two tragedies. One is not getting what one wants, and the other is getting it.
你今日呢，有冇去到呢个鸡督、鸡谷、低谷、进退两难？我哋知道，无论你去到咩低谷，神都与你同在。
And maybe you're in the valley today. Maybe you're in a place where you don't know which direction to go. But take assurance that God is with you in the valley. He knows where you are.
在第十节至到十一节，我们会看到雅各呢有个近视的问题。他只是看到他眼前的东西，他看不清神的东西。
So let's look at verse 10 to 11, and we'll see that Jacob had a nearsighted vision. He couldn't see the things of God. He could only see the things of his problem.
第十节话，雅各出了巴士巴，别士巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里。
就在那里
住宿，便给那地方一，便给那，便拾起那地方一块石头，在头，浸在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
嗱，呢个我哋见到佢去到呢个地方咧，就头先话系行咗四十英里，咁但系咧，嗰度附近有个城市，但系佢唔入去。
当时的环境呢，就到夜晚呢，城门是山门，所以城门山门你没得入去住宿。同埋可能呢，雅各都知道发生过一件事叫所多玛，即是知道所多玛那些人就很恐怖的，于是呢可能他都不敢去城市住的。
Now here we see that he came to this place and he slept outside, and in the old times at nightfall, they would close the city gates, and so you couldn't get in after a certain time. But maybe Jacob knew that, like the story of Sodom, that in many of these cities they were wicked. And if he went into the city, he might have been abused, and so he's afraid to go to the city, so he decides to sleep outside.
你有冇瞓过露宿者咧？有冇喺露天瞓觉咧？攞个石头当枕头咧，试过未啊？有人试过？
Has anybody experienced sleeping outside, being a street sleeper with only a rock for your pillow?
其实好惨系咪？你谂下雅各咧，即系如果去露营系好好啦，系咪？即系有帐幕，有食好玩系咪
？If we go camping, well, that's a lot of fun. But being a street sleeper,
你谂下雅各佢嘅身份咧，佢有以撒个家乡，以撒系大国家嚟嘅。以撒是大富裕的，很有钱的。
Think of Isaac. He has all the wealth of his father Abraham. Isaac was a wealthy man. And here's Jacob running and sleeping outside with only a rock for a pillow.
我想在大富裕家里面，即是不需要用石头当枕，可以有很多很舒服的东西来当枕头，有帐幕盖住，有什么，但是露天。
我谂佢嗰刻咧，第一次嚟佢屋企嘅。And just think, he at home he didn't have to use a rock, he could use a nice satin pillow or something. But now this first night away from home, sleeping on the street with a rock for a pillow.
你可唔可以谂到你第一次嚟佢屋企呢？长大成人，搬出去嘅，可能逃家出走，可能系即系自然去大学读书嘅，可能系。唔知啊，搬家自己一个人同屋企人分开，有咩感受呢
？And what was your experience the first time you left home？
Maybe you ran away from home. Maybe you went to college or university. Maybe you just grew up and it was time to move out. Your first time away from home, was it a pleasant time?
我記得我童年嘅時候呢，我參加童軍。 And when I was young, I was a Boy Scout. 我哋童軍呢，美國呢，就每個禮拜幾乎去露營。
And every week in our scout troop, we would go camping.
我好喜歡露營的那時，但是做了童軍一兩年之後呢，有一次呢，就參加一個星期的童軍營，不是一兩晚的，一個星期的童軍營。
And even though I went camping every week, after about 1 or 2 years as a Boy Scout, one time I was able to attend a camp for a whole week.
我記得那次第一晚去到，因為跟以前同軍不一樣，有很多其他軍隊在，我們一進去好像被人欺負，好像適應不到，第一晚去就在那裡哭，我想回家，一個星期怎麼忍受啊。
And I remember because in the summer camp, there were other troops there aside from ours, and it was like I was being picked on. And so the first night, sitting on my pillow, getting it all wet, crying, I want to go home, I want to go home.
你第一晚離開屋企是怎樣? 雅各的心,應該很複雜的心情, 離鄉別井, 去到一個不知怎樣的地方, 澳門有很多合約勞工這樣下來澳門, 那種 homesick, 那種擔憂的,有一個複雜的心情。
Lots of people come from China to work in Macau the same way. Get very lonely, very homesick.
所以我覺得雅各睡覺的時候,他在想這些東西,哥哥的東西,爸爸的東西,向前怎樣,離開家裡的東西,又不敢入城市區,又在露天,又沒有東西在我身邊。
他想些問題,想些恐懼的東西,睡著了,忘記了神的恩典。 So here Jacob is sleeping at night, thinking of his brother trying to kill him, how he abused his father, where is he going in the future, afraid to go into the city. Sleeping out here with a rock for a pillow, homesick for the first time. And thinking about his fears and his worries, and he's forgetting about God.
So 當他睡覺的時候呢, 半夜三更,他就醒悟了。因為他睡覺的時候,他發一個夢。他發一個夢就是很不同。他睡的地方附近有四個水池。在那個地方,地理就是一個很有岩石的,是一個山邊的。岩石就是很厲害的,所以都頗荒涼的一個地方。
Now the place that he's sleeping, there is four wells, four springs of wells, but it's a place that is a rocky, rugged place up in the mountains, in a very isolated area.
那是这个荒凉的地方,你会觉得是这些荒凉的,好像沙漠地带,即是有什么好处的,神怎会在这里?
And so he's in this environment that's rugged and rocky and barren, in this rugged, rocky, barren place, you're not going to think much about God, are you?
Now, 如果它是一个很美丽的，有很多山水画，有很多的靓风景，可能你望啲树木，会觉得啊，神喺度嘅。Now,
maybe if it was a nice place with nice mountains and trees and rivers and streams, you might look at it and say, wow, God is here. But when you're in a barren place, a cold place, a rocky place, oh, you just think, this is cold and hard to live in.
眼前的環境不會幫到他想到神。石頭地,很硬淨,很辛苦。
So the environment, what he looks at, didn't make him think of God.
有個很有趣的數字,在美國的數字,幾十年前,我年輕的時候,他在美國打越南戰爭的士兵,死亡人數是58,000。 但是打完仗回来的退役军人,是参与越战,自杀的人数就是10万。
You know, in the Vietnam War, the number of soldiers who died in the Vietnam War were 58,000. But the number of vets who came back from Vietnam and committed suicide was 100,000.
有時我們去到一個絕境的時候，我們沒辦法繼續生存，我要想不開，雅各在這個冰冷的地方想不到神。
Sometimes we come to a place where we're so worried and so desperate and despair, we have no solution out. Jacob was in a cold and rugged place, and he forgot about God. He forgot about God's blessing. He forgot that he wanted the blessing of God, and he even deceived to get it. And when he went to sleep the first night, he completely forgot.
他忘記了他要神的福氣，他為了要神的福氣就欺騙了他老爸。
為了欺騙他老爸得到福氣，但是今晚第一晚離開屋企，都是忘記了神，即是肯定他睡覺之前沒有祈禱。And I think he didn't even pray before he went to bed. Oh, now I lay myself down to sleep. The Lord Jesus take my soul.
他完全忘記了神，完全覺得神不在他身邊。可能他有一種觀點，我老爸媽媽那邊有神，但我現在出來就沒有神。
And maybe he thought that God was with Isaac and Rebekah. And he said, now that I'm away from them, God is not here.
孤单，困难。有人说，雅各的问题，他看这些环境多，他周围看这些不好的东西，但如果他的刀头望上天，他会看到美丽的天色。
And someone has mentioned that Jacob's problem was he was looking at the circumstances down on the earth, the rocky, rugged edges. But if he just lifted up his eyes and looked up to the sky, in that nice night, he would have seen thousands of stars and seen a beautiful illustration of the presence of God.
等次妹，我哋系咪望我哋嘅环境？我哋咪望我哋周围嘅事情嘅？ 周围的事情很黑暗的，周围的事情觉得没出路的，周围的事情我们觉得是很难适应的。我鼓励你向上望，望耶稣，望耶稣的恩典，望耶稣的同在。
And now if you're looking at the circumstances, if you're looking at all the problems, if you're looking at all the things around you and how troublesome it is, I encourage you today, look up. Look up to the stars. Look up to Jesus. He is there. He is present. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. Now, Jacob's spiritual eyes were closed because Jacob had committed sin.
肯定一个的特征，就是使到我们属灵的眼会看不到东西的。Now
there's a special element about sin that as we sin, it causes our spiritual eyes to go blind.
因为我们犯罪，我们听不入以神的话，我们没心听到讲道，我们没心机祈祷，我们的灵是没那么敏锐的，我们周围的问题会觉得不舒服。
So because we commit sin, then it causes our eyes to go blind, and it causes us that we can't hear the word of God. We have no desire to study the word. We have no desire to pray. Our spiritual feelings go dull. Now Jacob, because of the deception he did for his father, his eyes started to get blind to things of God. And he even, I believe, was guilty. And guilt is another thing that blinds our eyes.
我相信雅各因为他欺骗他老爸，他做了这个欺骗的事，圣经没有记载他说对不起。他讲欺骗，于是是一个罪，影响到他的属灵的心。他不单止会有这个影响，他另外有内疚。 他离开了的时候，没有跟老爸说对不起，离开了的时候，没有跟他和好。 是这样走的，心里面忍住忍住不舒服。
You know, and the Bible doesn't tell us that before he left that he said, "Sorry, Dad, I deceived you. Sorry, I made a big thing." And so I'm sure in his heart, as he's leaving, and he doesn't even know if he'll ever see his dad again, there's something in there that's weighing heavy on his heart. And that's causing him to be blinded to the things of God.
弟兄姊妹，你去过呢个环境未啊？ 你经历过未啊？ 这些内疚的，压住的心口， 好辛苦， 好像神你在哪啊？
Maybe you've been like this and inside it feels terrible and you say, God, where are you?
我想圣经里面另外有些人是很值得有借镜。
There are a few people in the Bible that are a good illustration of this. 有一个是约拿，
大家记得约拿吗？
约拿神叫他去到尼尼微城去传道，他要走去他斯。 The first one I want to think about is Jonah. Now God called Jonah to go to Nineveh, but he left and went the other way to Tarsus.
当他行水的时候，那个船遇到大风暴，约拿就说，等我下海咯。
And as he was running on the boat, and they went into a big storm, Jonah said, throw me over.
那他就等他下去，约拿以为搞定了，我死亡算数的。
And maybe Jonah was thinking, this is great, I'm going to die and it's all finished with.
但是神为他预备了一条大鱼。
But then God prepared a big fish for Jonah.
跟着约拿呢，如果很少会看呢，当你看约拿书的时候，你看第二章。
And many times we neglect the second chapter of Jonah. He's in the belly of the whale. And look at how he prays.
当佢喺呢个鱼嘅肚里边，佢祷告嘅时候呢，你留意佢嘅祷告，佢周围黑掹掹，喺个鱼肚里边，一啲都唔舒服，就你俾条鱼消化，乜都睇唔到。但喺嗰个环境里边，佢与神同在，神与佢同在，佢祷告认罪悔改，神与佢一齐，再派佢去尼尼微。
And as we look at Jonah in the belly of the fish, in the blackness, in the depths of the world, God was with him. And Jonah prayed a prayer of repentance, and God was with him and sent him back to Nineveh to continue his work.
哇，落到咁低谷都有神喺度。你谂下大卫，and
think of David.
嗱，我哋好多时睇诗篇，今朝我哋都睇到诗篇。 诗篇，我哋睇到好有鼓励，好有安慰，系咪？
And many times when we read the Psalms, and this morning we looked at one of them, and when we read the Psalms, oh, it's such a comfort and gives us such nourishment.
但你知唔知大卫呢几时写诗篇嘅？
But do you know when David wrote most of the Psalms?
佢写诗篇嘅时候就系当扫罗追杀佢嘅时候，
and he wrote most of the Psalms when Saul was chasing him.
大卫冇做过错事嘅。
David didn't do anything wrong. It's just because Saul was jealous of him and started chasing him.
你知道有一次大卫扮是扫罗的敌人，走去腓利士人那里，但是每天去腓利士的村落去抢掠杀人。
跟住呢，有个皇帝发现到，要大卫同佢一齐打仗，打扫罗，大卫又点住点做啊，就要诈诈大大就走翻出嚟嘅，好复杂。And one time, you know, David was, when he was running from Saul, he hiding out in the Philistine camp. And every day he'd go to the villages and destroy the Philistines. And one time the Philistine king came to David and said, "Hey, you're my friend, you're my partner, let's go and fight Saul together." And David was in a real trouble.
但我哋睇到大卫写嗰啲诗篇呢，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，令我可安歇在水边嘅，系咪？虽然我行过死荫嘅幽谷，也不怕遭害。
因为你与我同在。 As we think of Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie beside the still water in the green pastures." And as he goes on and he says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me." 是低谷的，死亡之阴谷的，但是神你与我同在。我84年去以色列的时候，去到死海附近，是一个的山边的，有一些的山洞。那我们入到去的山洞，因为他在诗篇里面会见到很多的篇，就说在那个地方叫 En-Gedi， 大卫在那里躲起来。有一次呢，大卫在山洞里面，扫罗走入来去方便，大卫的同党说，喂，有机会杀了他，大卫都不杀他。Now I went to Israel in 1984 and went by the Dead Sea in this very barren land, nothing but rock. And there's a place where there's a little river that comes out of the rock. And there's a lot of caves. It's called En-Gedi. And it's all around, it's completely barren. And David spent lots of time in the caves in En-Gedi. And as you read in the Psalms, and it says, talks about En-Gedi. And look at the Psalms he wrote while he was there. Songs of praise and worship. And you know, one time Saul came into one of those caves when they were in there and to relieve himself. And his friend said, hey, David, this is a chance, kill him. But David didn't do it. All David did was praise God and worship God. 大卫没杀扫罗，他只是赞美。你看这诗篇看到几时在 En-Gedi， 我不记得 En-Gedi 叫什么。咁喺呢个山洞嘅时候，佢点样赞美？系呢个咁嘅情况，系识得感恩赞美。雅各就唔知神与佢同在。Jacob didn't know that God was with him. Jonah found out. David knew, but Jacob didn't know. He went to sleep thinking he was all alone.约拿在雨福里面找到神，大卫一路在黑暗里面有神，但雅各那晚睡觉以为神不在的。你看罗马书第十章第八节， Look at Romans chapter 10 verse 8 or just listen to it， 你不一定要打开看。他到底怎么说呢？他说这道离你不远，正在你考虑在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。So how far is God from you? He's not far at all. He's right in your mouth, in your heart. This is the word of God that we preach. God is close. He's not way out there. He's right close to us. Even if we don't experience him right now, even if we don't feel him, he is there. 神是很接近我们，他不是远远在天的，就算我们现在感觉不到，觉得他不在这里，但是神在这里的。雅各不明白，但是他睡觉的时候呢，神来找他。 Jacob didn't know that God was with him, but as he was sleeping, God came to Jacob. 不是雅各去找神，是神来找雅各。 It wasn't Jacob seeking after God,It was God looking for Jacob. 你知唔知永远都系咁啊？系神系寻找我哋，唔系我哋去寻找神嘅。And it's always that God is seeking you, and we are not the ones that initiate it. It's God that wants you to be with Him. 如果系我哋自己，我哋永远会放弃神、忘记神、走开嘅。但系神呢，就用佢嘅伤口嚟召聚我哋翻嚟。神系主动。我们是被动。 God is the aggressor. We are the passive ones just sitting there waiting. And if it was left to us, we'd always run away from God. But it's God who's actively seeking out you, seeking out for you. 雅各在梦中呢，得知神的同在，他见到个天梯。咁我哋睇呢个嘅创世记28:12 ，look at chapter 28:12 and see the dream that Jacob had。十二节，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子嘅头顶着天，有神嘅使者在梯子上上去下来，
新译本话：见一个梯子立在地上，梯顶直通天，直通到天。神嘅众使者在梯子上下往来。哇，好美丽一个嘅异象。我哋入边有梯，唔知系咪嗰啲咁嘅梯，唔知系点样嘅梯，系咪个山边嗰啲梯？但系有天使上上落落。What an amazing dream he had. A ladder. What kind of ladder was it? Was it one of the ladders we have in the church? Was it a ladder up the side of the mountain? What kind of a ladder was it? But angels going up and down, going up and coming down. 天使上下往来。我们平时看不到天使的。有没有人见过天使？ Has anybody seen an angel? 我见过天使，他在坐后面叫白梁佩玲。I've seen an angel, she's sitting in the back, her name's Kitty Brooklyn. 不是，但是真正那些天使就有没有人见过？我未见过的。丽英见过。I've never seen an angel, a real angel. 我未见过的。Have you seen an angel? No. 即是我不知道雅各会有什么感觉、啊、见到天使，但是我告诉你听、啊、天使虽然我们见不到都在这里。But you know, even though we've never seen an angel, there are angels here right now. 我们属灵的眼睛看不到，如果神想你看你可以看，神不想你看你就看不到，但你看不到不等于他不在这里。Now we can't see it with our human eyes. We can see with our spiritual eyes if God wants us to see it. If he doesn't want us to see an angel, we won't see it. But not seeing it doesn't mean that they're not real.
雅各是看不到，他以为不存在。但是当他看到之后，他说，哇，原来神在这里。原来呢，周围都有天使。如果雅各一路看。
那有一次呢，在教育圣经有一个人叫以利沙，记不记得？伊丽莎呢，因为他成日是讲皇帝听敌人会点点点，所以敌人就想捉伊丽莎。
And in the Old Testament, one time, Elijah, because Elijah was always telling the king what was going to happen. And so the Assyrians wanted to arrest Elijah.
咁佢嚟包围住伊丽莎嗰个地方。咁伊丽莎个仆人好驚嘅，腾晒鸡。伊丽莎，我哋走啊，点啊，被包围住佢捉我哋嘅。佢好驚。
And as they came to get Elijah, his servant was all afraid. He said, Elijah, Elijah, they've surrounded us. There's no escape. What are we going to do? And Elijah said, hey, cool down, man. You know, no problem. And he prayed for his servant. He said, Lord, just open his eyes. And as his servant's eyes were open, he saw thousands and thousands of angels surrounding the enemy.
Elijah said, hey, 不用怕啊。求神开你的属灵的眼。当他开了属灵的眼睛的时候，他的仆人见到在个敌人侧边的有千千万万个天使包围着他们的。弟兄姊妹，你在你的困难里面，你见不见到神的天使在这里包围着你？
Can you see God's angels in your circumstance surrounding your problem?
神就是这样，他是包围着我们，他没有离开我们，但是我们不知道他在这里。
God is always there. He's with us, but we can't see him, so we think he's gone.
我喜欢哥林多后书第四章十八节。
I like 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见是永远的。
We don't look to the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal.
你今天是顾念什么？哥罗西书第三章第二节， in Colossians chapter 3 verse 2, 你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
You need to think on the things of heaven and not think on the things of the world.
你平时思念紧啲乜嘢事？雅各咧，佢周围以为神唔喺度，因为佢睇紧太多世界嘅嘢。但系佢见到呢个梯子之后咧，佢醒悟，
佢发现到原来神在这里，神与我同在。So Jacob, before he went to bed, he was thinking of the things of the world. After he had this dream, he was changed and knew God is with me. God is in this place.
嗱，呢个梯字呢，其实好有意思嘅。呢个梯字喺好多人话系代表耶稣基督。
Now this ladder, many commentaries believe, represents Jesus Christ. Jesus in John chapter 1 verse 51, you can look at it, tells us why.
如果你睇约翰福音第一章51节，耶稣咁样讲，向拿但业啊，因为拿但业咧就系、是、有少少点啊，咁耶稣话又说：我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。
And you will see the heavens open and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
So, 人子就是耶稣，天使上下往来在他身上，即是个梯子。原来雅各见到耶稣哦。
So Jacob saw Jesus in his vision, a representation of Jesus.
所以雅各见到一个代表耶稣的。因为耶稣是我们与神之间的桥梁。
Because Jesus is the bridge between man and God. We can only approach God through Jesus. He is our mediator. There is only one mediator put for man to get to God, and that is Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是我们的桥梁，是透过耶稣我们可以去到天上。人与神之间只有一个中保，那个就是耶稣基督，没有第二个。
所以天使上下来就是因为耶稣，因为耶稣钉十字架上，雅各就见到这个梯子，好奇妙。
神给雅各一个特别的讯息，是他低谷的时候，神告诉他，我要爱你，我要给你一个教主，给你一个的方法去跟我接触。
So Jacob, in his depression, in his despair, God came and told him, I make a way for you to make fellowship with me. I make a way for forgiveness. I make a way that you can be with me.
好奇妙啊！雅各醒的时候见到神显现。你看埋13节至15节。创世纪十八章是二十八章是吧？二十八章是吧？
In Genesis 28, for some reason in my notes I put 18, verse 13 to 15.
耶和华站在梯子以上说：我是耶和华你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所闯我之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开战，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
哇！神直接同雅各讲嘢嘅。 And God directly spoke to Jacob in this time.
这个福呢就是雅各想要的福，反而他爸爸他欺骗他老豆得那个福不是神的福、啊、
This is the blessing that Jacob wanted. The blessing that he stole from his brother by deceiving his dad, that was not God's blessing, but this is God's blessing on Jacob.
你可以比较以撒讲的福和神直接讲的福是很不同。
And you can compare the two. What Isaac saidin the blessing, and what God says in the blessing, they're very different.
In verse 15, I didn't read in Chinese. 我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离开你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
This is the blessing and the promise.
这个就是应许。神就将福气给他，又应允我要保护你，你有得去安全，你有得回来又安全。He can go in peace and safety, and he'll come back in safety. Now, I think he was really worried about that.
我想他真的担心会不会安全成完成这个任务。现在神保担保一定会平安去，一定会平安回。
这个就是神给我们现实的帮助。And this is practical help. God always wants to give us practical help. He will be with us in all of our undertakings to bless us.
神是想给我们一个现实的帮助，无论我们做什么，神就要给我们这个现实的能力，因为神与我们同在。讲个故事给你听。在美国加州呢，有一个的精神病院呢，咁有一个女士喺个精神病院好多年，极度低落，佢日日净系坐喺度嘅，唔会同人哋讲话，完全冇反应嘅。有一日呢，医生一个新嘅医生入嚟精神病院呢，完全唔知道个病人嘅背景，乜嘢都唔识嘅。就是跟他打招呼，跟他跟他说早晨，他没反应。跟着问他你叫什么名字，又没反应。跟着说我叫天堂医生Haven。我听日见你，跟着他走开。当他走开的时候，那个精神病者呢就抬起头望着他，望着他。因为个医生完全不知道他是这个是很奇妙的，未曾望，即是高头望人。跟着呢，他就好多年没讲过一句说话，即刻问他你讲什么话，你叫什么名字。原来呢，因为他 Haven 那个英文字呢听上来好像 Heaven 天堂那个字。精神病者一听到，他想到天上的东西，神的东西，于是他生命有盼望，有希望。结果呢，过了短时间之后，因为他认识了神，他就可以离开个精神病院康复起来的。In Southern California, there's a mental institution with a woman who was in the institution for many years, and she was extremely depressed.And she wouldn't talk to anybody, and she just sat on a bench all day long. And one day, a new doctor who didn't know anything about her case came into the hospital and just passing by said, good morning. And she didn't respond. And so he said, what's your name? And she didn't respond. And so he said, well, my name's Dr. Haven, H-E-V-E-N. And I'll see you tomorrow. And then he just walked away. And as he was walking away, the lady lifted her head, which was never done, a complete miracle.And she called out and said, what did you say your name is? And he said, Haven. And she was confused. She thought he said heaven. And because of the word heaven, it got her thinking about God and heaven. And she became a Christian. And her life changed. And not too long after that, she was released from the hospital. This is a true story. Thinking of heaven, God brings healing.
有神同在呢，神医治我们的。神是医治的来源，神是医治，神是关心，神呢是知道我们的困难，所以祂是被医治我们。你需不需要神的医治？有神同在，神是医治。这个月师母好好不舒服，好多病，好多病，医生找不到什么病，我们都找不到。有晚我要出来侍奉，我找埋啲仔女，我哋一齐为师母按手祈祷。Samuel 话：点解要按手？我话：因为要为妈咪祈祷。我一齐为佢祈祷，求神医治佢。跟住之后嗰几日仲衰，完全痴床唔起得身，累低咗。Kitty's been sick for over a month, and doctors can't find out what's wrong with her. And so one night this week, I got all the family together, all the kids, and we laid hands on her and prayed.That God would heal her. And Samuel said, why do we have to lay hands on her? I said, because mommy's sick. So after we prayed for her, and then the next day she was worse. But God is our healer.
我们可能不明白为什么会这样，但我们相信神与他同在。 神系一路带领，一路揾到出口，揾到解决。神系医治我哋嘅身体，神系医治我哋嘅心灵，神系医治我哋嘅灵魂。God heals our physical being, He heals our mental being and our spiritual being. God is the healer. We can look to Him. 神嘅同在呢，有宽恕。In the presence of God, there is forgiveness. 我哋有神同在，我哋可以宽恕得罪我哋嘅人。我哋可以有人得罪我哋，都可以宽恕。In the presence of God, there is release. 喺神嘅同在呢，有释放。神同在俾我哋释放，弟兄姊妹，我哋需要神嘅同在。呢、这个星期我预备紧呢个讲章嘅时候咧，我谂紧神与我同在，我知唔知喺澳门呢个地方，神与我哋同在？我哋可能面对好多嘅限制，我哋面对好多即系觉得冇办法做得到。但系当我发现到神与我同在，有神乜都得。And the release, as I was preparing the sermon this week, and I'm thinking and praying and saying, God, you are with us. You're being with us. That is powerful. And I look at Macau and all the obstacles, all the hindrances, and all the negative things. And then God says, I'm with you. It's power. 有神同在，有能力，因为神是全能的神。在你的生命，在你的环境里面，你看不看到神与你同在？这个创造天地万物的真神与你同在，好犀利啊！这个梯子上上落落的天使来服侍。Think of the angels ascending and descending to serve you, to work for you. 那我们很快只看雅各的反应的。And finally, very fast, very quickly, we'll just look at the response that Abraham had. 因为他睡觉之前不知道神在这里，醒了的时候知道神在这里，所以他有反应。你看16节和17节， look at verse 16 and 17. 雅各睡醒了，说耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说这地方何等可畏。这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各醒的时候，他知道原来神在这里。知道神在这里，就是令我们生命有个180度的转变。And as he woke up, he knew that God was there. And having God there is a 180 degree turnaround in your life. 你的看事物的角度完全不同，你那个感受不同，你那个盼望又完全不同。In having God, the way we look at things, our outlook on life is different. Our feelings are different. And our hope is different because we have God with us. 雅各可能他要慢慢经历到神，因为他都知道神在这里，但他没明白神是怎样。And Jacob, he had to gradually learn what it was like to be with God. He knew that God was there, but he didn't know God. And so he still had a lot of time. He had to go through God's refining process. 他是虽然经历到神，但是他不认识神。他要经一段时间被神磨练。但你看他的问题没改变的。But know that his problem didn't change. 他哥哥一样想杀他。他一样要去到前面，不知道去什么地方。他一样是一个冰冷的石头地。His brother still wanted to kill him. He still had to go forward to a place he's never been before. And he's still sleeping in a rocked, rugged place. The environment didn't change, but his outlook changed. 他的环境没改变，但是他的观点看法改变了。弟兄姊妹，神可以这样改变你的观点。可能你的环境一样是要面对，但有神同在，神会给你力量去面对，因为神与你同在。 And God can give you the strength to meet the challenge that you have to face. 神给我们力量。于是在18节我们看到雅各做18和19节， Look at verse 18 and 19。 雅各清早起来，把所浸的石头立了柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯 特尼，就是神殿的意思。但那地方起先名叫鲁斯。
So Jacob rose and he worshipped God, and he set up a pillar, a marker, a place to remember.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，神同我哋做啲嘢，我哋会唔会敬拜神？雅各嘅环境冇变，但系佢学咗要敬拜神。
His environment didn't change, but he began a life of worship to God.
佢立一个柱子，呢个柱子有一个记号，佢要记得神喺我生命里边做咗呢件事。其实我哋都要喺我哋生命立一个柱子，系记住神为我哋做嘅嘢。
Now, Jacob, then he set this pillar, which is a marker, a reminder of what God has done for him. And we need reminders in our life of what God's done for us. Maybe you need to take notes in your Bible in devotion times, and then you look back at your notes, and they become markers, guideposts that can help you in your faith.
可能你灵修笔记嘅时候，当你睇圣经，你写笔记，跟住过咗一段时间，你睇翻你嘅笔记，你发现到原来系一个嘅柱子，一个嘅标杆，系帮到你喺人生里边。当你去到低谷嘅时候，你睇翻神曾经点样祝福你，系揾到力量。
我哋需要立柱子，记得神俾我哋嘅能力，记得神俾我哋嘅同在。And as we start to finish, let's look at verse 20 to 22.
睇翻二十至到二十二节，雅各许愿说：神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃。衣服穿，使我平平安安地回去我父家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分一献给你。
弟兄姊妹，千祈唔好学呢样嘢。Don't do this。
雅各系经历神，但佢唔认识神。
Jacob experienced God, but he didn't know God. So what he's trying to do now is make a trade with God. God already said that he was going to do these things for him, regardless of what Jacob did. But now Jacob is making it an exchange deal. Hey God, you know, you helped me with this, and I'm going to do something for you. Don't do that.
其实神呢已经系同雅各应许咗要保护佢，要带领佢，要祝福佢。但雅各而家话：，如果你带领我平平安安翻嚟呢，我就信你嘅；如果你系祝福我呢，我就跟随你啦。即系雅各呢就系变咗一个旧约嘅，千祈唔好咁。神已经话要祝福，要即系无条件咧将呢啲福气俾佢。但系雅各呢，因为佢经历过神，但系未认识神，佢未知道神系点样。所以雅各做错咗，佢立一个许愿，有条件。嗱，神，如果你点点点，我先系咁。呢个神唔系咁样，我哋唔可以同神有呢种交易嘅。
God doesn't want us to have a bargain relationship with Him. God wants us to trust Him in faith.
所以愿神打开我哋属灵嘅眼睛，可以睇到神嘅同在。So may God open our spiritual eyes that we may see God.愿神呢就帮助我哋可以又认识神，系经历到所认识到佢。And may we grow in our knowledge of God.
可能呢个认识神嘅过程呢，要经过好多磨练，要经过好多成长。好似雅各跟住呢，就有成廿几年嘅磨练嘅经历。
Maybe in our experience with God, we have to go through a lot of trials and a lot of time.
As Jacob is going to go through a 20-year trial to get him to the place where he knows God more.
But may God open our spiritual eyes that we may start on the journey. And if we're already on the journey, may He open our eyes that we may continue on in faith. 愿神开我们的属灵的眼，让我们在这个属灵的过程的时候起行。如果我们已经在行着，让我们开我们属灵的眼，让我们继续坚持在这个的过程当中。你今日知道神与你同在吗？
Do you know that God is with you today?
你今日担唔担心神唔会帮你？
Are you afraid that God's not going to bless you?
可能仰望 睇天，原来神都喺呢个地方。Just look up, look to God. God is in this place, even though you didn't know it. Let's pray. 一齐低头祈祷。主，我哋多谢你，因为我哋好多事都好似雅各一样，我哋唔知你喺我哋当中，我哋系唔知你与我哋同在。我哋有太多嘅环境，太多嘅事情，令到我哋担忧、灰心、绝望。可能系罪恶，可能系其他环境。但系主啊，我哋求你好似雅各一样，求你嚟到我哋当中，再一次打开我哋嘅属灵嘅眼睛，让我哋睇得到你系同在，让我哋睇得见你在我们的身边，让我们明白主耶稣你是没有撇低我们的，让我靠你的天使来服侍我们。你是耶稣，你是我们的中保，我们可以跟神接触。主要靠你的属灵的能力是来到我们当中，被我们去冲破一切的障碍，让我们的属灵的眼睛是打开，可以抓住有信心向前行，去脱离我们现在今天经历的低谷，帮助我们胜过我们现在面对的困难。主耶稣，求你给信心我们，愿意我们可以一路跟随你，相信你与我们同在，得到你所赐的福气。神啊，我们多谢你，多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。如果你发现到你在低谷，你想找人跟你祈祷，我们完了崇拜之后呢，牧师彼得牧师，我们都愿意为你们祈祷，我们在旁边，或者你可以走到完了聚会呢，或者我在前面呢，你可以来到我们为你祈祷，我们相信神打开我们的眼睛，我们可以面对的。So after the service, if you'd like prayer, Pastor Pete and I will be either in the front or off to the side, and you can come, and I believe that God will do a work in our lives. 将时间交翻俾主。